I want to talk to you about is a benefit concert that's coming up this Friday, April 30th, at the Bulwer Community Center. Jim Robinson is going to be singing a concert. It's also going to be a record launch. He's going to be launching his fifth CD, which is called No Turning Back. And he will have Susan Fowler with him on backup vocals. Now, this is a benefit concert to come to the aid of the Compton County Historical Museum Society in Eaton Corner. This has existed since 1959, and it's a nonprofit community organization. They manage the Compton County Historical Museum in Eaton Corner, as I just mentioned. They also maintain the archival materials from local families and organizations. And furthermore, they provide social and educational events throughout the year. The public does have access to this collection and archives, and they're very interesting archives because they date back to the early 1800s, and they are some of the earliest documents we have of the first settlers in the region. These documents depict home life, farming, the trades, the professions. And one thing you might not know, and you know, maybe you do know, is that Eaton Corner is the oldest village in the region, and it's perhaps one of the oldest villages in the townships. It's very interesting. The museum was built in 1841. So what they're trying to do, this Historical Museum Society, they're trying, with very limited funds, to preserve this very interesting history of the earliest settlers. And currently they're working on a significant expansion project. Listen to this. It involves restoring two historic homes in the village, as well as building a barn in the old style. Hey, I wonder if they're going to do it like an old-fashioned barn raising. Those were the days, eh? When we helped each other, when we had time, you know. Anyway, they want to recreate the way of life in the mid-1800s as a living history experience for the visitors. So in order to raise funds, Jim Robinson will be around to play a concert. It's at 8 p.m., once again, at the Bulwer Community Center. Tickets are $10, and you can make reservations by calling Pat at 819-875-3182. 819-875-3182. In a few moments, Jim Robinson will be giving us a call from his home. He's originally from the townships. Perhaps some of you know him. He's based in Montreal now. So we'll be talking to him about the concert, but a lot about his latest CD, which is a lovely collection of songs, about 10 songs, you know, snapshots of real life, a lot of stories in them about real life events, you know, good folk stuff. So let's listen to the first track on his CD, No Turning Back. It's called Accidentally. I think it's about a good sort of accident.
In a third floor office, looking down on shoppers, nothing but blue sky up above. Two different worlds colliding, slipping, sliding. They accidentally fall in love. Through the red light screaming, by what she's dreaming. Beyond the friendship both are thinking of. Bad boy comes up winning, goes down swinging, when they accidentally fall in love. And he wouldn't change one single thing about her ever. And she can't see them any other way but together. Forever. We'll start turning. Hints of everlasting. All that's meant to fit fits like a glove. Wheels keep on turning, fires keep on burning, when they accidentally fall in love. And he wouldn't change one single thing about accidentally fall in love.
Well, I really like to hear about those happy accidents. That's Jim Robinson laughing in the background. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Julie.
That was from Jim's latest CD called No Turning Back. That's the CD, and that was the song Accidentally. Jim is calling us from his home in Montreal, but he's originally from the townships. Right, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from, I was born in just outside of Thetford Mines, but my family moved to North Hadley, then Lennoxville, and then ended up in Bulwer. So my adolescence was spent living on a farm in Bulwer in the village, which I understand now when I Google it, doesn't exist anymore, actually. It's now just the Jordan Hill Road, and it goes under Cookshire, but it's still there. There's a school, and I think the church has been sold, but
So there's still a school in Bulwer?
There's still the school is now the community center.
Okay, yeah, the kids go into Cookshire.
Yeah, they go to Galt, I think, or maybe elementary school in Cookshire.
Did you go to school in Bulwer?
I did.
You did?
I did, actually. I think I'm going to be playing in the very classroom that I was. It would be grade 3 and 4, I believe.
Now, that is either good or bad, depending on the ghosts of your past.
That's true. Well, I have a few memories, I have to confess, about those days. But anyway.
Okay. This benefit concert is also going to be a CD launch. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you're officially launching No Turning Back. But you've been no slouch in the last 8 years. You've released, this is your fifth CD since 2003. Is that correct?
It's correct.
Wow.
Yeah, I think, okay, my 5 CDs in 8 years, I think that's a little, it's a lot.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I was just reading today about Peter Gabriel has one coming out, and he had one in the last, I don't know how many years.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes I think, well, yeah, it is, but I've been writing songs for 35 years, so while some of these songs have come together and I've been able to put words to some of the sources of inspiration, it's been a number of things that have converged that have allowed this to happen. I really haven't, I've done the writing, but I've been fortunate to have good people around me to help me with this production of this material.
Tell us about some of those people who have given you a hand.
I think maybe my wife is my first. She helps me with the, you know, just the song. We've been musicians together during the 70s and 80s, Susan Fowler. And she's the artist, the graphic artist who does the work on the CD graphics. And I guess starting with her and then moving to, and on this particular album, it was a live album done in the studio, which was the first project that I just decided it was time to put a band back together, even if it was only for 2 days. And so I worked with Kenneth Pearson, who I met about 25 years ago in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been a longtime mentor friend. And with Jason Lang, who produces this album, he's produced all my albums. So Jason and Ken were kind of the core group of the band. We added a drummer and a bass player. And so those people, just being able to work with Jason, primarily we've had a wonderful collaboration. He's such a talented musician, and to be able to work with him has given me a lot of energy and along the way.
He's a very upbeat person, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
He is. You've met him.
I have.
Yeah.
But I just want to go back a bit. You said something about 2 days. You recorded this CD in 2 days. Wow.
Well, we had, mind you, the songs on the album can all be performed just solo, me and guitar. But the way we worked this project is that I did the demos on a CD, and we ran, I don't know, probably 40 songs by Jason, and we chose this group from that 40. And then we gave demos to the musicians. And they, sometimes it was not much more than just hearing the demo in the control room. But the people I selected were seasoned studio players.
Mm-hmm.
And the songs aren't complicated for them to play. It's really a matter of getting the feel right. And then in 3 or 4 takes in the studio, we're really going for the magic of a live sound.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, even the vocal tracks, we ended up keeping many of them. They're not perfect, but the feel was there. The feel that we were looking for is something of the energy of a band. It's kind of old style, mm-hmm. you know, going back into the studio and making it right off the floor, mm-hmm. rather than, you know, putting on a layer at a time, as it typically is doable these days, and maybe even be the preferred way of recording. But we just tried this project. We tried to do it a little. We went back to those that way of recording.
Oh, you're looking for something more magical, as you say, something with a feel, and technological wizardry can't always get us the feel, can it?
There's something that was evident when we listened back. To even when we were doing, like, I redid some of the vocals, and sitting there in the studio going, you know what, that guy's saying, you know, that vocal track is cleaner and more, more technically better, but it doesn't sound like this guy's really interested in the music.
Mm.
He wants to play with a band, or he is playing with a band, so.
Mm. Interesting.
We ended up going for that.
There's a number of pieces on this disc that have a little reggae feel.
Yes.
I think that's... is that a departure from your previous CD? I haven't heard it, but I understand it's called the Country Blues Collection. So.
Well, that was the last one I did.
Yeah.
I don't think that one has any reggae.
No.
on it. Well, the thing we kind of joke about, all the CDs have been quite different.
Hmm.
So this feel, for whatever reason, it had two or three songs that do have that... A reggae kind of feel. I really don't know where they came from, but but they're kind of. It was just something that appealed to me last when I was writing the songs, and they seemed to fit together as a group.
Mm.
So yeah.
I think they do. I think that they just flow from one to the other. These songs. It's really nice listening. I'm going to let you go in a minute, but I'd like to talk to you about one song in particular that I really like, and it's the title track, No
mm-hmm.
Turning Back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, could you tell us about that song a bit?
That song, I'm still trying to figure out what it means exactly, but I'll tell you what the way it started. It was the last song that was recorded. And it was, I was looking for, the idea was out there in the middle of nowhere. And it was, I think going into this recording experience, I had played in a band for many years growing up, and during the 70s and 80s, I had worked in bands. So I had not worked in a band for a while. The first CDs I'd recorded were done without a live band in the studio. And I think I was a little bit concerned about going into this two-day project, wondering if I'd be able to pull it off and all the stuff that goes on in a studio. Mm. And part of it's about stage fright. And part of it's just about facing anything in life that's probably unknown, any loss, whatever that loss may be. And I can leave that blank. But in this case, I decided it was about performance in some way. And I was trying different, whether it was a man or a woman, it was maybe too close to home for it to be about myself. So I made it, it turned out it was more about a woman's place. And it was a female performer, and she was on stage, and just about that experience. And I think the thing about the song is I couldn't find the ending on the last verse, and it took me forever to figure out, which is often the way it is with songs, that there's a story there, it's a linear kind of process, it's a narrative. But the ending is often not logical at all. You really can't think your way to the end. So I just decided I'd wait for it. And finally I realized that the singer doesn't really sing that last chorus at all. She reaches the point where she has to turn it over to, I guess you'd say, the audience or her community or someone else to help her through that. So I was kind of excited to discover that, because I had a sense that that's kind of what the album was about. In a way, I handed things over a little bit to the band here, and they, I have to say, really made this, gave me, it's an experience that I was looking forward to, and it really lived up to everything I'd hoped it would be.
Well, it's a beautiful song. It captures something very effervescent, yet very real, a sense of loneliness and inevitability, but, you know, the necessary passage that can be. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And we're going to listen to it. So, Jim, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us here on Resonance this evening, and we wish you a wonderful concert on Friday evening.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Jim Robinson from his home. Jim will be playing a benefit concert for the Compton County Historical Museum Society in Eaton Corner. It will be at the Bulwer Community Center, which is his old haunt where he used to go to school. This Friday, April 30th at 8 p.m., tickets are $10, and you can call 819-875-3182. Now, here's a song that Jim has just been telling us about. It's the title track from his CD, No Turning Back.
Walks on stage to the buzz of the crowd, picks up her guitar, lays her set list down, takes a deep breath and steps up to the mic, strikes a chord. Up come the lights. Out here in the middle of nowhere, where there's no turning back, no end in sight. Out here in the middle of nowhere, it's an open road she's heading down that keeps her running from town to town. She's going it alone, but she wants it that way, 'cause life as she knew it snatched away. Out here in the middle of nowhere, where there's no turning back, where there's no end in sight.
Bye. just a lovely song. I love that song. Just the songs that are able to capture states of being and sort of les états d'âme. You know what I mean? Wonderful song. So I'll give you the details of that concert one more time, because it's not often that you get a wonderful live concert folk singer coming to Bulwer, but indeed, this Friday, April 30th, Jim Robinson, accompanied by his wife, Susan Fowler, will be playing a benefit concert for the Compton County Historical Museum Society at the Bulwer Community Center. 8 p.m., tickets are $10. You can call 819-875-3182, 875-3182. And Jim was just telling me before he hung up that he has a special set list planned of songs that are really geared towards the townships and that are either written by or about townships artists, and they're referring to townships places. I think it's going to be a